Hello, New Life family and friends. This is Chris Williams, co-host of New Life Live, and it is our Christmas edition. And if you know me at all, you'll know that one of my favorite all-time Christmas movies is Christmas Vacation. It is hilarious from beginning to end. But one of the scenes in the movie is when everyone's kind of like, hey, the disasters have happened. It's all kind of gone awry, and there's no bringing this back. But Clark, in his classic Clark Griswold unending optimism and hope and determination, says this: nobody's walking out on this fun, this old-fashioned family Christmas, and we're gonna have the happiest Christmas ever. It's this funny scene because, again, he is so determined to make it what it obviously is not. Maybe that's your holiday experience. We come into the holidays with so much expectation, oftentimes hope or desires. Maybe it's other people's expectations that we're carrying, and we are dogged and determined to make it the happiest Christmas ever. But how often do the best laid plans go awry? On the backside of this, in addition to resentment or frustration, it creates a lot of anxiety around the holidays. And maybe just the anxiety is that you know going into it, the holidays will be a reminder of what's not rather than what is or what could be. Regardless, I want to remind you that the holidays is about celebrating God coming in to the most difficult, hardest situations of our life. I think it's good to remember that God was born into an impoverished teenage woman who had to then become a refugee, who then had to raise this child in this family in these difficult circumstances and ultimately see her son die on a cross. And the point is that God points his nose straight at the most difficult situations on planet Earth and says, I'm going there. And I think that can be true for us in that whatever we're dealing with, especially in the midst of expectations gone awry or anxiety being stubborn and present, that we can invite God into those moments and that he can enter into them because he is used to and in fact desires to enter into the most difficult and heartbreaking points of our life. It's just a reminder of this simple command or even invitation in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Friends, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Remember, as you're going into this holiday season, the ultimate thing that we are celebrating is that God is with us, and he is there to hear our requests. And so, in the midst of our anxiety, let's be prayerful, thankful, and seeking the presence of God. Wishing you a merry, merry Christmas, a fantastic holiday season, but above and beyond all of it, hoping and praying God with you. Thank you.